Hi, my name is Andy. Today is Thursday, December 12th, and I'm speaking with my grandma and grandpa. We are recording this interview in Oceanside, New York. Okay, grandpa. Tell me the biggest thing that happened in your life.
The biggest thing that happened in my life was the 9/11 attack at the World Trade Center. I had worked previously in the World Trade Center and knew several co-workers who died that day, and it was a rough time.
Were you in the World Trade Center when that happened?
No, I wasn't. I no longer worked in the World Trade Center, but
yeah.
I spent about 10 years working there. And,
okay. Tell me about your parents.
My parents were wonderful people. I had a brother, and they raised the two of us. My father worked as an ambulance driver in Bellevue Hospital, and my mother was a stay-home mom, which was, well, go ahead.
I was just going to say, my parents just had me, so I was an only child. And I think I spent a lot of time looking for a sibling.
Tell me, how did you meet?
We met in Alexander's department store. It was a department store in Rego Park, New York, and both of us worked there part-time, and that's how we met.
What part of? Where's Rego Park?
Rego Park is in Queens, the borough of Queens, not very far from where we live now.
Okay. When did you get your first TV?
I got the family and got TV about 1954, and I think it only had 7 stations. It was a black and white set with an aerial on the top, which they called rabbit ears, which enabled you to get a picture. The screen wasn't very big. It was probably less than 12 inches. Go ahead.
I remember I was about 3 when we got our first TV. And I remember one of the shows that came on for kids had a character called Clarabelle the Clown. And I would cry like a fool every time I saw Clarabelle the Clown. So somebody always had to turn off the TV when that character came on.
Do you remember any songs you sang to Mommy as a baby?
I was topical. If it was around Christmas time, I was probably singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Or on the other side of that record, because we had 78 records still at that time, the song on the flip side was called The Rain's on Christmas, How is Santa Claus Gonna Get to Us?
I remember, I didn't sing many songs, but I remember when Mommy was little, her sister was taking ballet lessons, and all you had to do was say the word arabesque, and Mommy would arabesque all over the house.
What's an arabesque?
A dance position.
Oh. What was your favorite song growing up?
I didn't have a favorite song because there were so many songs that I listened to and liked. I can think of a particular type of song, which was called doo-wops, was among my favorite musical songs.
I remember one song that I heard, the song is Shout by the Isley Brothers. And I was a teenager when I heard this song for the first time. And to this day, when that song comes on the radio, I turn it up good and loud in the car.
What kind of music is doo-wop?
Doo-wop is 50s rock and roll.
Tell me about your wedding day. Did it go as you imagined?
Yeah. I mean, I remember it was a very, very hot day, but it also was a very joyous day, and I was looking forward to it, and
it was in the summer?
It was in July.
Really, really, really hot. The days before churches were air-conditioned, so it was really hot.
Did you have to wear, like, a suit?
Grandpa wore a white suit.
I will say I waited a long time at the altar, which almost left me pacing, was my future mother-in-law was late getting to the church. It was about 15, 20 minutes late.
So she got lost.
Got lost.
Describe your marriage proposal.
I don't remember a proposal. I mean, your grandmother and I worked together in Alexander's, and we had a lot of time to talk on dates and all. So taking the next step and getting married seemed the right thing to do, and that's what we did.
Where did you go for your honeymoon?
We went to Canada, the Quebec, the province that we were in, which was very scenic. It was called the Laurentian Alps because of the nicely sculptured mountains.
And it was hot.
And it also was hot.
Is it a province, like a territory?
Yes.
Yes.
How is it hot? It's in Canada.
Well, it's
That's
unusual.
What I had to say. It was an unusually hot July in Canada that year.
How hot was it?
95.
Oh. Well, in Canada,
that's hot.
But it was hot and humid.
When and what was your first vacation?
The first vacation in my family with my mom and my brother and my father was a road trip across the United States from New York to California. With my father, we drove in a 1951 Plymouth with no air conditioning because they didn't have air conditioning then across the country. And it was a great experience seeing on the ground the historical landmarks and such, which you don't get to see taking a plane. So that was a pretty exciting first vacation.
I remember we went to Niagara Falls. I went with my parents. And I remember taking the boat ride on the Maid of the Mist, and you did get wet.
Who went on your trip across country?
Who went? Well, the whole family. My mother, my father, who was the driver, my brother, and myself. Four people.
Was it like a long car or like a...
A long car?
It was a regular car.
Like a longer car.
No, well, it's just a regular car.
Yeah, it was a regular car. It was a Plymouth, and 1951 was the year of the car. Cars then were bigger than a lot of cars are now.
Yeah.
I bet you and your brother fought in the back seat anyway.
No, we didn't. Actually, it was so interesting just looking out the window at the different sites. If you're in the middle of the desert, that was more interesting than having a fight in the car.
Well, thank you for doing this recording with me.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Are you sure your phone's recording?